It is October 25th, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Bhavan Joseph posted a somewhat cryptic message on LinkedIn thanking his corporate sponsors, partners, donors, parents, and amazing students, then announcing he would, quote, no longer be at the Greenwood Project, but would continue to work to help Black and Latinx students succeed. I am flabbergasted. The Greenwood Project was his baby. He loved every part of it and was its best promoter and spokesman. He mentioned something in another post about waiting for what comes next. In the rush to get JLN out yesterday, I forgot to include an opinion piece we have published Friday by Joe Rea of the ABAX Exchange titled, Is the Era of the Traditional FCM Model Coming to an End? Joe weighs in on a subject that is of top of mind with the recent FTX proposal before the CFTC, the CME FCM application to the CFTC, and the recent dormant trading acquisition by MIAX. BMLL announced it has secured $26 million in a Series B fundraising led by NASDAQ Ventures, FactSet, and IQ Capital Growth Fund to help fuel BMLL's product and geographic expansion. We recently interviewed Dr. Elliot Banks about the new BMLL Vantage Quant Analytics tool. You can click on a link in today's newsletter and watch the video. The Wall Street Journal has an explainer video titled, How the IPO Market Froze, with a subheadline, Traditional IPOs have raised around $7 billion this year, down nearly 94% from this time last year. The video explains that the IPO market faces its worst year in two decades, which has forced some companies to slash their valuations by 80% and seek funding in private markets. Imagine me saying this sounding like Donald Duck. Actually, forget that. We need to conserve helium. Helium is one of the latest commodities to have a global shortage, according to an NBC story. This is important because helium is used in MRI machines to cool the magnets, not because birthday balloons are making a comeback. Russia was supposed to bring a big helium field into production that would supply one-third of the world's needs. Then there was a fire. Then there was this stupid Putin folly war in Ukraine that has virtually stopped commerce with Russia. What's app this morning is what's down, but Meta is reporting that the app has been restored so users can go back to making encrypted conversations. I went and had my COVID-19 booster shot yesterday at the local Walgreens in Elmhurst, and today I have a ringing headache. I was going to get my flu shot and a shingle shot, but because I'm a masochist slash idiot, I could not get the two latter shots at Walgreens under my insurance. I have to go to my doctor for those. I wanted to get the COVID booster before I head to Florida in early November, and then for FIA Expo November 14th and 15th. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Our MarketsWiki education short of the day is Walt Lukin, The New Normal and the Five Tips. Sometimes a MarketsWiki education presentation is of the buy one, get one free variety. Walt Lukin, president and CEO of the Futures Industries Association, delivered just that, two interesting and thoughtful presentations to a crowd of summer interns at the MarketsWiki Education World of Opportunity Chicago 2016. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's the opinion piece from Joe Rea of ABEX Exchange. Is the era of the traditional FCM model coming to an end? No, At Abex Exchange, we don't believe the era of the traditional FCM model is coming to an end, nor should it be. However, the recent Risk.net article, "Brokers Slam CME Over Conflict of Interest in FCM Plan," made us realize that not everyone may feel the same way, and we need to make our case for the traditional FCM model. Some exchange groups, ranging from the largest that date back more than a century to the digital asset-focused upstarts, have asserted that risk mutualization processes currently favored and handled by FCMs can and should be disintermediated. Further examination of the proposed structure of disintermediation supposes FCMs will be displaced by regulated exchanges and clearinghouses. They will directly manage the risk of large, diverse customers and products in addition to acting as the self-regulator of these markets. This is an inherent conflict of interest. My comment, slowly but surely the times are a-changing. Here's a story from Crane Chicago Business. He disarmed bombs in Iraq. Now he's fighting in the highly competitive commodity space. A U.S. Army Special Forces captain in Iraq, Matthew Dyer, disarmed bombs in some of the most hazardous work engaged by the military since perhaps the Vietnam War. As CEO of Americoa Ingredients in Melrose Park today, Dyer walks a tightrope in one of the most competitive businesses around, distributing commodity products like sugar, where contracts are won or lost on a penny-to-the-pound prices. He compounded the challenge by starting up Americoa in March 2020, just days after the start of the COVID pandemic. My comment, Dyer is not the name of a guy I would assign to disarm bombs. Here's another story from Crane Chicago Business. Lake Geneva estate built for meatpacking dynasty sells for $17 million. It's the second highest price ever paid in Lake Geneva, about half what billionaire J. Christopher Reyes paid next door in January. A 20-acre estate in Lake Geneva sold for $17 million, the second highest price on record for a property in the Wisconsin hub of high-end second homes. The property on Snake Road sold October 21st. It first came on the market at $20.75 million in February 2021. By the time the property went off market in August, the asking price had come down to $18.5 million. My comment, the former Swift estate is sold, Crane's report. Crane reports the estate was originally named Villa Hortensia after Hortense Swift, daughter-in-law of Gustavus Swift, who founded the Swift meatpacking empire in Chicago in the 1870s. This is how the Lake Geneva area developed, big mansions built by Chicago business titans and their families. Here are the top three stories from Monday's JLN. Our most clicked story Monday was the MIAX press release. Miami International Holdings announces acquisition of Dorman Trading, a full-service FCM. Second was how Cold War II could turn into World War III, a Bloomberg opinion piece from Niall Ferguson. Third was the Miami International Holdings completes acquisition of Dorman Trading story from The Trade. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is from Bloomberg by Matt Levin. The headline, "The Crypto Story, Where It Came From, What It All Means, and Why It Still Matters." There was a moment not so long ago when I thought, what if I've had this crypto thing all wrong? I'm a doubting normie who, if I'm being honest, hasn't always understood this alternative universe that's been percolating and expanding for more than a decade now. If you're a disciple, this new dimension is the future. If you're a skeptic, this upside-down world is just a modern Ponzi scheme that's going to end badly, and the recent crypto winter is evidence of its long overdue ending. But crypto has dug itself into finance, into technology, into our heads. If crypto isn't going away, we better attempt to understand it, which is why we asked the finest finance writer around, Matt Levin of Bloomberg Opinion, to write a cover-to-cover issue of Bloomberg Businessweek, something a single author has done only one other time in the magazine's 93-year history, What is Code? By Paul Ford. What follows is his brilliant explanation of what this maddening, often absurd, and always fascinating technology means and where it might go. Joel Weber, editor, Bloomberg Businessweek. Here's another story from Bloomberg. Texas natural gas drops towards zero as output swamps pipeline. Gas in the Permian Basin trades for as little as 20 cents. Pipeline maintenance expected to aggravate shipping headaches. Natural gas prices in the Permian Basin of West Texas are plunging towards zero as booming production overwhelms pipeline networks, creating a regional glut of the fuel. Gas in an area of the vast Permian known as Waha traded for as little as 20 to 70 cents per million British thermal units on Monday, traders said. That compares with the U.S. benchmark futures that trading around $5.20 and European prices close to $28. Here's another story from Bloomberg. Xi's total control in China injects more risk into chaotic world. Xi puts all allies on China's most powerful leadership body. Concern grows that nobody will dare to tell Xi that he's wrong. Minutes after pulling off a power play that stunned even seasoned China expert, a smiling Xi Jinping gave an optimistic outlook for the years ahead, noting how the Communist Party brought China fast economic growth and social stability over the past 40 years. Xi vowed to further open the world's second biggest economy and stay connected with the rest of the globe. The party would align its priority with the nation's 1.4 billion people, he said, and continue working hard to give them a better life. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.